Washington State Department of Transportation officials returned to the Seattle City Council yesterday to talk about worst-case scenarios for the waterfront tunnel project. KUOW's Joshua McNichols was there and filed this report.
Ann O'Mara works in Pioneer Square. Her desk is a half block away from the site where contractors are digging a massive pit to rescue Bertha, the drill. The land beneath her feet sank about 1.3 inches recently.
I had a few friends yesterday ask me if I can feel myself sinking while I'm at work because they know that I work in Pioneer Square. And I said, I can't, but I believe that it is happening.
But O'Mara can feel safe in her building. That's according to Washington State Department of Transportation's Todd Trepanier.
And to date, of the buildings that we've looked at, there is no indication of any structural damage at all. And the damage that has been identified is very cosmetic.
At the city council meeting, Trepanier said the ground has stopped settling. And good news, the project has passed a milestone. The tunnel project as a whole is 70% complete. But that last 30% is going to be the hardest, at least according to Seattle City Council member Mike O'Brien.
We've gone 1,000 feet out of a two-mile tunnel digging project, and the machine is stuck, and we haven't figured out what's actually wrong with it or how we're going to repair it to imply that somehow we're mostly done with this, I think is misleading at best.
Monday morning, state officials described a collection of hypothetical nightmare scenarios that could further delay the project. If the viaduct settles more than 2 inches total, contractors would be forced to fix it. The state could be liable for some of those costs. The state's project managers described another scenario in which the groundwater pumps stop working. That could turn the pit into a muddy mess. Meanwhile, state officials are expanding the area they monitor for ground settlement. They're going to start looking further east. They want to see just how far this ground settlement thing goes. I'm Joshua McNichols for KUOW.